The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Post.com, dirty dancing actress claims Weinstein masturbated on her breasts. Face of Marjorie Hernandez.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was. In platform double suede, yeah, there she was.
A Dirty Dancing Havana Nights actress claimed Harvey Weinstein masturbated on her face while his assistant waited outside a hotel room. The woman, referred to in court as Ashley M., trembled and sobbed as she testified how the disgraced Hollywood movie mogul picked her out of the cast of dancers filming in Puerto Rico in 2003 and demanded that she give him a quote-unquote naked massage. Ashley M., who was a trained ballerina, said she was 22 years old when she worked on the Dirty Dancing sequel, which was produced by Weinstein's former company, Miramax. She said Weinstein approached her as she was about to film a... She said Weinstein approached her as she was about to film a ballroom scene with other dancers when he took her outside for a private conversation. He said it would just be a naked massage and not to worry about it, Ashley M. said in tears. He said, look at Gwyneth Paltrow and what it did for her career. Ashley M. said she rebuffed his advances and was relieved when a break was called for dinner because she thought she would be able to avoid further contact with Weinstein. She testified on Tuesday at Los Angeles Superior Court that when she told a producer and a choreographer what had happened, they did nothing. When she returned from dinner, a stern Weinstein was waiting for her along with his assistant, Bonnie Hung. She said Weinstein became very aggressive and told her to get into the limo with Hung. I gave her, Hung, a look like, can you help me with my eyes, Ashley M. said. She looked me in the eyes and said, don't worry, I will be with you the entire time. He just wants to talk about projects. Don't worry, kid. We're just going to go talk about your career. All the opportunities you might have in the industry. Come on. Jump in. Ashley M. said although she felt scared, she got in the limo with Weinstein because she was reassured that Hung would be with her. After the short 10 to 15 minute ride, the limo stopped at a hotel. I was worried, but yet I felt comforted that Bonnie was there. But I was wondering what was going on, she said. The trio went inside the hotel with Weinstein leading them to a door. That's when Ashley M. said she realized she was not going to a meeting room, but a private room. Harvey opened the door and he went in, then I went in, she said, sobbing, and Bonnie shut the door behind us.
I smell sex and can't hold it here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting the stairs in my direction? Surely it's a dream. Yeah.
Weinstein immediately became aggressive and shoved her onto the bed, she recounted. He took off her top and bra, and he also got undressed, Ashley M. testified. He said, "It's not like we're having sex, it's naked cuddling," Ashley M. said. "I was, like, really scared. I didn't know what to do. I said, stop. I just remember in my head saying, what do I do?" I knew he was just really big, and Bonnie most likely was out there. "I didn't know what to do." Ashley M., who was at the time about 115 pounds, said Weinstein's girth overpowered her as he straddled her at one point and groped her breasts. She said she did. Sorry. Eugene, damn perverts. She said she couldn't see Weinstein's genitalia, but saw him making a motion as he was masturbating. He said, "It's okay, it's not like we're having sex," Ashley M. said. "He ejaculated on me, on my breasts, and some got on my face." Hysterical, Ashley M. said she cleaned herself up and got dressed. She said she remembered feeling thankful that she wasn't wrapped. When she opened the hotel door, Hung was standing right outside holding a clipboard. Check. Fuck, that's terrible. Oh, shit. Ashley M. said Hung avoided her gaze, and the three went back into the limo, which took them back into the Havana Nights set. Ashley M. said she immediately called her mom and then fiancé, but she was too ashamed to tell them the details. When asked by Deputy District Attorney Marlene Martinez if she told anyone on set about the alleged assault, Ashley M. said no. "I felt like at the time everyone was afraid for their career," she said. "No one helped me at the dinner. Why would they help me now?" Although Weinstein is not facing charges regarding Ashley M., the law allows the prosecution to question prior bad acts, witnesses in sexual assault cases to show a defendant's pattern of behavior, which could show their intent. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to 11 counts of rape and sexual assault involving four women, including California's first partner, Jennifer Sybille Newsom, Governor Gavin Newsom's wife. All of them will testify as Jane Doe during the trial. The prosecution also plans to call three other prior bad acts witnesses to the stand. Weinstein, 70, is serving a 23-year prison sentence following a conviction in New York. Weinstein was granted permission to take the appeal of his 2020 sex crime conviction to the New York State Court of Appeals. Ashley M. will continue her testimony on Friday. Okay, not to belittle or demean what happened to this gal. You know, it sounds pretty horrific, but.
And then there she was, like a double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like a disco superfly.
Again, you know, think about your SEER training, survival, evasion, resistance, escape. You know, she had plenty of opportunities to not let this happen to her. She was, sounds like an extra on a movie production filming, on location. And so, you know, she's a ballerina dancing around and in a ballroom scene. And this, you know, mega movie producer who already has a reputation in the industry, maybe, you know, she's unaware of it, but yet still she's a ballerina working on a dancing gig on a movie production, okay? And all of a sudden she's getting attention from the movie mogul, and she feels uncomfortable, and he's wanting to make a naked massage from her, making it obvious to her from the get-go. "I have a sexual interest in you. I want a naked massage. Let's go." Right then and there, she could have said no. And, you know, he would have probably snapped his fingers. She would have been fired from the movie. And, you know, they probably would have, I imagine they would have put her on a plane and sent her home. And had she done that at that precise moment, she could have started her fucking lawsuit for sexual harassment and job endangerment and physical threatening, intimidation. Yeah, and rather than not telling her parent and not telling her fiance, she should have given them all of the vivid details while they were fresh in her fucking mind, written it down on her fucking laptop, and had a fucking case against a multi-million dollar movie mogul. She went there to work as a fucking dancer, and she ended up getting fucking jerked off on. And it didn't fucking pan out for her. She didn't get an Oscar-nominated role after he let her jerk off on her face. So what's the moral to the fucking story? If you're going to put yourself in those situations, and that's going to happen to you, if you're in that fucking industry, be ready for it. And then her, her just reward, the fruits of her labor, is she gets to testify in court anonymously 23 years later. I presume, it didn't turn out for her like it did Gwyneth Paltrow or Jennifer Lawrence. But I mean, come on, again, I feel for the girl, and say, hey, I'm sorry that happened to you. Perhaps you should have just stayed in ballet. Does that happen in ballet too? Okay, then don't do ballet. Again, you keep putting themselves in these situations, being victimized, and then coming back and asking for, sympathy and, justice for shit that happened to them 20 years ago that, they benefited from. Again, I'm not defending these deviants and the shit they do, but it's just, the way that it comes at you, like Marilyn Manson, the whole thing with him and all of his sexual assault accusers. Again, this dude was running around calling himself the Antichrist superstar, doing satanic rituals on stage. Huh? And these starlets hook up with him, parades him around on red carpets, and they fucking get movie roles and TV series and shit. And then they come back 20 years later when he's pushing 60, a fat slob with what's left of his career and life. And that's when they go, oh yeah, by the way, he raped me a couple times while we were fucking living together for 5 years. Okay.
TDC Poolcast IRL, like, share, subscribe.
Fuck yourself! Yeah, mama, this must be mine.